Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
And it's the time of the year, isn't it, where people are raising money for charities, doing various things, particularly when it comes to the dead of December, the cold of Christmas and so on. Last Friday, you might have heard our visiting critics were Foyle Arms and Hogg, who went winter sea swimming for the very first time, said they will never, ever do it again. Well, there are hundreds of charity Christmas Day swims happening all over Ireland. And today, Mandy Cann is trying to encourage more of us into the sea to raise money for charity. Mandy is on the line. Good afternoon, Mandy Cann.
Hi, Oliver. How are you?
How are you doing? You're helping to organise a Christmas Day swim where, Mandy?
So that's in Shankill, in Cliney.
Very good. Big long beach down there?
Big long beach, yeah. It's off Cliney Beach there.
So this is going to be a lovely day of community spirit, having a bit of crack, a bit of fun.
Absolutely, yes. And that's all thanks down to Brian Mason and John Brady. Brady's off Shankill.
Yeah. They are the pillars of the community down there.
They are brilliant.
How many years has this been running, Mandy?
So this is the fifth year now, Oliver. It's running now.
Oh, 5 years in a row. Very good. And we know what was happening 5 years ago. And how did you get involved?
So I got involved through Shankill Senior Centre and being part of the Shankill community when, you know, where they all come together. And raise money for these causes, such good charities.
And you moved here how long ago?
I moved here 10 years ago.
Oh, lovely. From where?
From England.
Which part of England were you in?
London, East London.
Oh, you were in East London. What brought you to Ireland 10 years ago?
I fell in love with the place.
Oh,
Ireland
really?
Is such a beautiful country. The people are amazing. The community spirit, especially in Shankill, it's great. Everyone comes together.
And you fell in love. Did you come over on holiday or?
I came over with my husband and had a job here. Got a job here, and yeah, loved it ever since. Had That's two children incredible. Since I've been here.
Go away. And yeah. But you must East London must be home as well. So there must be a bit of a calling there for you.
There's nothing really calling me back to, you know, my family's here now.
Yeah.
And my work, the community,
And
it's
all
here.
It was a really good idea, wasn't it? You decided to get involved with all of this, really, to get to know people, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. To bring the community together. You know, Shankill, like I said, is an amazing place. It's an amazing community that all come together. You have pillars like the Brian Mason and John Brady.
Yeah.
And
Mandy Cann.
And
you could say, yeah.
I'm not quite at their level yet, Oliver. But
but you're involved in the swim.
We'll
you're also involved in the Dunleary Older Person Council. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's correct. So Dunleary Older Persons Council, we're going to be celebrating 25 years next year.
Yeah.
And that's a great organisation that comes together, volunteers that help, that look at the services for the older people in the Dunleary and surrounding areas and what could be done better.
And you host, you help organise a variety show in the local hotel.
We did last year.
In the summer.
Yes, we done, in the summer last year, we done a variety show where 15 older persons groups actually came together and acted for over 150 people.
That's a great idea.
Which were from other older persons groups.
Yeah.
So the idea is getting all the older community together, you know, and working towards the same goal and preventing that isolation amongst people that are living on their own.
And also using talents that they've had all their lives and that don't change
Absolutely.
With their age. So you get them up
must be a great
afternoon.
Yeah,
then.
It was brilliant. It really was, Oliver. I have to say hats off to them. You know, we had choirs. We had acts, we had performances going on, you know, even the three tenors turned up from one of the older groups, which was brilliant. It really was.
That's very nice. And so for the Christmas Day swim this year, you're raising money for three groups. Tell us about those.
Yeah, again, local Shankill charities. It's Shankill Senior Centre and it's St. Joseph's Dementia Care and School Wirra.
Skullwhiri. You've even got the Irish pronunciation perfect, Mandy.
Did I get it?
You're
did I get
doing
it
everything 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
I just wish I could pick up the accent. I'm trying, but it's like, not well, happening, unfortunately.
The British ambassador to Ireland is speaking Ascuelga all the time at the moment, so you know it'll be no bother to you, but you're doing so much other things. I gather you work for one of the groups, do you? Is that what you do?
I do, yes. I'm the manager of Shankill Senior Centre.
Really? What goes on at Shankill Senior Centre?
And Shankill Senior Centre, so we do a meal. We do a Meals on Wheels service.
Very good.
Where we provide up to 90 meals a day out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a day centre where we have up to 20, 25 clients coming in from the community that we go and pick up on the bus, on transport, bring them into the centre. And there's activities provided throughout the day, whether there's volunteer musicians coming in and doing 2-3 hours on, you know, playing music. We have arts classes. We have a boxing, Monkstown Boxing Club. They come in and they provide boxercise in the chairs.
Wow.
CL Blue come in. Yes, absolutely.
So it's a very busy place.
Brilliant. It is a busy place, a brilliant place for people to just, even if you just want to drop by, if you're feeling, you know, you're elderly and you're lonely out there, you know, our doors are open.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
So that's Shankill Senior Centre in Shankill, I presume, Shankill, in Dublin. Yeah, County Dublin.
Yes, in Shankill.
And where do you find the time? Because you've got two kids, you're doing this, managing a senior centre and all this extra volunteering on top of it.
Just, you find the time when you're so passionate about something, Oliver. I don't think, you know, you don't worry about where the time's going to come from. It's, you know, you're doing it for a purpose, and it is a passion, to be honest with you. You know, seeing people coming into the day centre that probably won't see no one for the rest of the week. The Meals on Wheels delivery drivers, you know, they're all volunteers. Hats off to them. We have a pool of 40, 45 volunteers. And, you know, we make a big thing of celebrating our volunteers on International Volunteers Day, which we've just recently done. And, you know, we have a book sale at first Saturday of each month, which raises money for any activities, any outings that we take the seniors to, or any food parcels that go out to the Meals on Wheels clients. So it is all about, you know, how the older person is, you know, how to keep them in their home longer.
Yeah.
You know, we are looking at a new development in Shankill. Again, we're liaising with the South Shankill Residents Association. Again, you know, it's the community. You'll never know anything like it.
You're an amazing addition to their.
Ah, Oliver, no, you know, I wish I could do more. You know, and they're so good. The people are so good to naturally volunteer and come forward.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, it's so important to have the schools involved.
It is.
So you're showing this to the younger generation, so they would do what these, you know, these retirees are currently doing.
Mm. So come here, the Christmas Day swim, the money is raised through sponsorship cards on the beach on the day. People can cash or online. And since it's happened a couple of times, Instagram, all the usual places. What is the atmosphere like then at 12 noon on Christmas Day where people are making the dash?
It's brilliant. The countdown, you know, people turn up in costumes and there's mulled wine going on in the background, which Brady's of Shankill provides. Look, even the ones that are not getting into the sea completely feel involved.
Yeah.
It is brilliant. It really is.
And we should also say, because you've very strict measures in place for safety, don't you, for water safety? Because
absolutely, yes. For all the swimmers to turn up, if you are actually swimming, to turn up 15 minutes before 12 o'clock and meet in the car park, and there will be safety briefings. We have volunteers, you know, on site there, you know, and also the first responders, again, volunteering their time.
Volunteering, lifeguards and first responders.
Absolutely. Wow. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it's amazing.
What do you tell them, by the way?
What time am I going to see you there, Oliver?
2020 something else. It's our year.
The
swimmers, what do you actually tell them? They have to kind of go in together into the water, do they? In and out, quick.
Yes, they go in together, yes. Right. And there's a, you know, so there's a briefing, a safety briefing, which one of the lifeguards would do. So, you know, they are fully aware, you know. And yeah.
Get warm straight away afterwards. So that's
get warm straight away, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Get warm straight away. Feel the water with their feet before going in as they walk in. So, yeah, just to bring their body temperature up. But
and
listen,
Brady's
a lot
pub,
of these people have go out there every day and have been going out there on their own every day, you know. Whereas this is
they know what they're doing, yeah, the people who go every day.
Absolutely. They do go every day, yes.
It must be one of the highlights of your year then to see all the locals coming out. It's Christmas Day, so they tend to be living nearby and their friends and relatives visiting.
Absolutely, yes. It is a great day. It's great to see the community come together, you know, from all different parts, the schools, the kids, you know, the older person's homes, and people coming out, the carers bringing the elderly out on their walks, you know, families there with, you know, with their children, with their dogs, you know, dog walking. It really is a brilliant atmosphere. You need to be there to understand how it is.
Well, thank you very much, Mandy Cann. And for anyone who is keen to jump into the sea in the safest way possible, you can do this on Christmas Day to support the Shankill Christmas Day Swim. The meetup is at Killiney Beach at 11:45 if you're doing the swimming, but generally around noon. The entrance is beside the car park area. You'll see a crowd there, won't you? And there'll be Santa hats and what else going
Absolutely,
on. They can donate on
you
the day.
You won't miss us, that's for sure.
And there are hundreds of swims taking place all around the country. Best of luck to everyone taking part for a worthy cause. And Water Safety Ireland is saying, ask your listeners who plan on enjoying the Christmas dip to read the safety information on Water Safety Ireland's website, watersafety.ie. It's very simple. Thanks a million. Nuala Connor, happy Christmas to you, Mandy.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye.
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.